Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
So the Game Awards just ended. And if you were watching the beginning of the Game Awards, CD Projekt Red revealed that The Witcher 4. See, I can't even talk because the Game Awards just ended. But they just revealed The Witcher 4. And as you know, I'm super excited about that. So I have a couple people from CD Projekt Red to talk about it. So can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. Gosha, let's start.
Okay. Yeah. Hello, everybody. So I'm Gosha Mitrenka. I'm executive producer for The Witcher 4.
And I'm Sebastian Kalemba, and I'm game director for The Witcher 4.
Thank you both for taking it. I mean, when I say the Game Awards just ended, it just ended. We walked out and came upstairs to shoot this. So the energy, the buzz, all that's still going right now. I have to admit, I thought this was going to be something else.
Well, and we are so happy that, you know, didn't leak.
In a good way. And when I saw Ciri, I was like, yes, this is The Witcher 4. I don't even know where to begin with this. So let's start this way. So you obviously just did the reveal.
Yes.
I don't know how much you want to give up now, because obviously this is a first look. So let's start here. It's on Unreal 5. It looks fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And The Witcher 3 was already amazing, looking amazing. But seeing this now in Unreal 5, to kind of talk about that, your development so far with the game.
Absolutely. Like, we're, you know, we are super satisfied with Unreal Engine 5. We are having our, also of course, the custom build, but we have great partnership with Epic guys. There are like tons of engineers working together. There's perfect synergy between us. And yeah, we're making, this engine being prepared for open worlds the way we deliver open worlds, right? So I think this whole collab that we signed for years is going really, really well, right?
Yeah, we are really happy. So, you know, we need to be prepared for the scale and for our storytelling as well, both of those stuff, so to having the open world reach. And it's really, the cooperation is amazingly progressing. We learn from each other, and this is amazing. And also, we have a lot of engineers on the Epic side, but also our engineers and our content developers, they're all working together, yeah? So I think it's amazing, yeah.
So, sticking on the tech for just a second, one thing that stood out to me immediately was, because I've played hundreds of hours of The Witcher 3, is in The Witcher 3, a lot of the NPC character models, there was a lot of reuse of that. Everybody was looking different in there. There's a lot of diversity from the NPC character models. So kind of talk about that for a second.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, we want to simply, we have this rule to make the every single NPC looking like a living, you know, with their own story behind. Actually, the village is called Stromford that you've been able to experience. It's a small village, but generally every single NPC know each other, you know. We're definitely pushing the quality of NPC, the way they look, the way they kind of behave, their facial performance as much as possible, because we want to make even more immersive experience than we used to, right? So we are trying to push the bar here. Even more.
Yeah, and also for them to fit to the world they are in, right? Yeah. So it's all consistent altogether picture you see there, right? So I like how you say they all know each other, like NPCs.
Yeah. You know, it. This is exactly how villages actually are working, right? Look, every single character has its own role, and that's the strong for a village, right?
Especially that they're really isolated.
It's super isolated, you know, followed by superstitions and beliefs that are false, as you had this experience, right? That they believe that in this forest there is a god, that's why they were like following and sending this praise to the forest, and actually Ciri proved them wrong. But not that. They will have to wait a couple of years probably to understand that. The you know, Grey Ashes girl saved them because the fog is gone.
Right, exactly. So I want to stick on that for a second, and I definitely want to talk about Ciri. So just you're continuing along the lines as far as the storytelling goes, where even, you know, now Ciri as the protagonist thinking you're doing the right thing, but all your actions have consequences and they're not always the ones that you expect.
Yeah, exactly.
What you just say is really interesting, because it's really connected to her, because the consequences that are not that obvious choices, it is this a part of our games overall, if you go back with the titles and for the both APIs, actually? But with her, we've got new opportunity. She's much younger. She's much more passionate, right? And this gives us a space as a creators, and then later you as a player to experience. You never know what will come up from what she will do with, you will do with her, but also what the consequences will be. Like you just said, was it a good choice? And what is it doesn't even meet the good one, right?
Right.
So if you don't have a context. Yeah. So I think it's really cool.
Exactly. And there is also a deeper meaning because Ciri is younger, the girl, right? And she needs to also prove herself. In this case, she understands that she cannot control everything. You know what I mean? And that's why Bauk, the monster, probably will be talking about him in a second. He actually plays with her own fears. And obviously, as you mentioned, the way we make games, we always put the player agency and the choice and consequences in the center. So obviously you will be able to have an impact on that story at some point. But in this case, we decided actually to go south and actually to showcase that this world is grim, but there's always this light of hope in the end.
So sticking with Ciri, and then I definitely want to get to the monster here. So, and I know you want to give up any specific story details. So I understand if you can't talk about this directly, but I'm assuming some time has passed since The Witcher 3 with Ciri, because Ciri definitely seems more seasoned now. She seems like a true Witcher from what we saw in this. So anything you can elaborate on that?
Yes, definitely. Like, okay, I started and then pass the mic. yeah, there's definitely a few years later. And she's on the track. You're for sure spotted that she's already mutated. And that you know, one of our key elements of this game is that you will experience becoming the Witcher for the very first time. And you will be the very first time the Witcher by choice. Because this is what Ciri loved. This is what Ciri enjoys the most. You know, like spending times in Kaer Morhen when she was like a youngster, right? And but yeah, she's definitely older and more experienced, but still kind of proving herself, like, you know, dealing with monsters, because what she's doing for a living, she's a professional that hunts monsters in this world, right?
No, that's, I just want to end up that you mentioned her being older, but she also is gear up fully, right? So you can see both swords, so you can already see the, and the medallion, she's got armor,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I guess it also shows that it's a bit farther in her experience as a Witcher, but it doesn't mean that, you know, that's end of where she goes, right? So being a Witcher, it's much more than that, and she will define it anew with her, like, as a player, yeah, later on.
Before we get to the monster, because now you just made me think of something else. So we heard Geralt in the trailer. Yeah. So you have no idea how excited I am that Ciri is going to be the main character in this, but Geralt is still going to be a part of the story, we could naturally assume.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Sure. I mean, Geralt is a part of the world, right?
Right.
And also, he was always a part of the world for Ciri, right? He's kind of father to her. So for sure, we want to pay, you know, respect to that. And yes, you can expect Geralt in the game, but this is all we can say right now.
Yeah, no, of course, of course. So let me pivot off that, because I know we're starting to run out of time here. So again, we're still on the continent, I would assume. So we're going to revisit some familiar places that we've already seen, you know, throughout The Witcher. But we obviously saw this monster. Are we going to get some new monsters that we potentially have never seen before?
Oh, yeah. Like, but talking about regions, actually, you'll experience completely new regions.
Ooh,
so,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
You are there on the continent, but you're experiencing something completely new, which is amazing. And I cannot wait to actually show it to you. But I cannot tell more right now. But yeah, like, definitely there's going to be plenty of new monsters. And the one actually that you've just seen is Bauk, as I've mentioned. It's actually a very cool monster. It's inspired by the Serbian folk. And he's a tricky bastard, you know. He plays with your own fears, which I love a lot about that particular fight. Because when you look at The Witcher, the way we dealt with the word monster, we dealt with it in completely different perspectives. Since, you know, starting from Witcher 1, you know, you dealt with a regular monster, then you had humans that behave monstrous, right? And then here you have inner demons that you have to, you know, fight first to be able to finally spot him and be able to encounter and to kill it. So that's another perspective of what potentially monster can be. And this is really cool. So it's a very complex monster, very powerful. And yeah, you will be able to experience him big time.
Oh, I can imagine. And again, I have 10,000 questions. So, and I know we don't have enough time, but another thing that we saw in that trailer was, again, when Ciri was using her magic, I noticed when she used the flame, she lit up the chain and all that. So we're going to see some kind of diverse magical powers from her versus what we saw with Geralt, I would assume.
Yeah. And actually, fun fact is that, and probably you realized that she's using the chain.
Yes.
And which Geralt was using the chain in the very first trailer with Striga. So long, like 20 years ago, right? Almost. And so, yeah, it's one of her utility tools. And she's chanting her this chain. And what is cool, and you also spotted that, is that it's not a regular sign. This is a powerful spell.
Yeah.
And she's using the energy in the world and catalyzing it into the powerful spell to be able to build this opportunity window and defeat the monster. So yeah, it's definitely powerful character,
yeah,
right?
Actually, another amazing thing about her as a character, yeah, because she as a source give us again a place to play a bit more, yeah, and introduce a new stuff that our previous player did not experience with Geralt, and for the new players, it will be just, I hope, exciting, yes, and fun, right?
But at the same time, there are many things in common. Like for example, even if you look at her gear, as Gosha mentioned, when you look at the armor has this wolf armor elements. So, like, there's no coincidence there at all.
Because right? So, I've only watched the trailer the one time we saw it there, so I know I'm going to watch it 10,000 more times and see a bunch of other things. I do want to touch on official lore. I'm going to pin that, but I want to stick on Ciri and kind of her differences from Geralt really quick as far as, obviously, she's going to... We saw her using potions, things like that, but are we going to see her using different things than what Geralt would have traditionally done?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She will have a broader, let's say, assortment, like artillery, because she's also a source.
Yes.
And as I've mentioned already, also, she's going to become a witcher. So you'll, you know, experience the journey of her become the witcher, to be able to use her source, to be able to use more powers. So yeah, there's many things in common, but there's no two witchers that are like the same alike, and I think it's a great opportunity to expand the perspective of the witcher
also by creating the character, right, and the trailer actually, and all the games. We are really very careful. We are having a lore team, so we are through the lore always. Yeah, we are looking to the backbone of Sapkowski books, right? So yeah, we are really following that always and having it in mind. Of course, creating our own origin stories, but always based on that. So we are through to that.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. Like, we pay so much respect to the canon and to all the games that we've created so far. And we are very picky when it comes to any choice here. So definitely there is an explanation for every single piece that you've seen.
Yeah. Well, you answered my last question without me asking it. So I appreciate that. I know we're out of time now. So I will just say that the fact that we're sitting down literally right after the Game Awards talking about this, and I've only seen the trailer the one time, that was already enough. I cannot wait until this game comes out. I'm a huge Witcher fan, and to see Ciri take the lead, the spotlight, what you're going to be able to do from a technical standpoint when Unreal 5, I'm so excited to see what this world's going to be.
We are so excited.
We are very happy that you're glad. And yeah, we've been cooking this for many, 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 many months. And we are really excited. The whole team been watching this in Warsaw. So, like, you know, in the middle of the night. And everyone is super happy and super proud that we finally could reveal Ciri to the world.
Especially that we just enter production as well. So, you know, it's ready and we are just having full speed.
Yeah.
to deliver, right?
Yeah, we're very excited.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you for taking some time to talk to me. I'm sure everyone that's watching this, they're going to be just as excited as I am. Cannot wait for The Witcher 4 to come out. So thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much, Faris. Thank you so much.
Thank you.